This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Lake Houston now and check in with our good friend John Littleton. Hadn't talked to him in a while. Hey, John, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Captain. I'm doing pretty good. A lot better.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Ready to get out there. Oh, them bass are waiting for me. So, you know, I went to a meeting last night. We got a club tournament tomorrow, and I was thinking back. It's been almost 7 weeks since I've been fishing. So
You had some issues, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. It's all I got to say, Mickey, is, you know, everybody listening, if your body starts telling you that something's wrong, you need to go get it checked, because I didn't. And it about did me in, you know. So laying in a hospital bed for a week, that's not fun.
No,
so,
it ain't.
You know. No, it's not fun, but man, I'm glad to be back and glad to get out there. I, you know, plugged up my batteries yesterday, and we're gonna go try to catch them. The only fallback, I've been keeping up with everybody and what's going on, and man, the fishing's been kind of slow out there, Mickey. I mean, the bass fishing, cat fishing, you know, like y'all were talking with the shad spawn. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go out there and take your cast net and catch you some shad and just get along, find you an area with some bulkhead or a little bit of steep bank, you know, a couple feet, 2.5-3 foot deep bank, and man, you can catch you my dad and grandpa used to, you can catch you a mess of catfish in not too long.
Time. Really? Cool.
Yeah, you can catch them pretty good, and some pretty good ones. I mean, they catching some up to about 3 pounds, you know, which is,
that's what you want. That's the table fair catfish here, bud.
Yeah, it is. That's perfect. I know. I just hadn't done it. I mean, I've had time to do it here lately, but I just haven't done it. But, I want to get out there, and I might try to get out there one day next week. And there's a little area and comes up behind the house over there and got a little ditch coming off the lake. And you can walk that bank and just, you know, you can catch them. So that's fun, you know, to do that. But, just a little old slip cord.
A little bit of water running through Lake Houston, you know, with all those rains we had the last couple of weeks.
It is. I checked the lake last night, and, just by looking at it, and I did pull it up, and it says it's that full pool. Uh-huh. So, and not really an issue. It just is what it is, but the lake's real off color, just about everywhere. My partner's been out, you know, fishing, and it's just muddy, you know, that's how it is. But with all that water coming down from Conroe and coming in off the Trinity, and, you know, it's just, and the dredging's still going on, and it's just muddy. But
coffee creamer.
Yeah. And it's not taking a lot of weight. The last two or three tournaments out there, I think We had one tournament out there. I saw the guy that won had 15-something, but he had a 505, you know, a good, you know, a good kicker fish, which you got to have in these tournaments to win.
Right.
And then the other tournament says, you know, 11, 12 pounds, you know, which is, you know, that's way down even for Lake Houston for what, you know, our guys have been used to catching. And
right.
You know, so it just, you know, it's just fishing, you know, it is what it is. This has been, you know, again, one of those years for us, and I'm sure it has for a lot of people. You know, with they dropped the lake 2.5-3 feet, you know, here back when the spawn was going on, and
yep.
You know, it kept it down for a while, so it messed that up, and then now it's muddy, and you know, we can sit here and complain all we want, but, you know, hey.
Conditions are the same for everybody.
We were talking about that last night at the meeting. One of the guys that said, well, you draw. Our thing is, you know, when we have our club tournaments, we have a club meeting that Thursday night before the tournament. And to try to get, you know, more people to come, you know, a lot of people just show up on Saturday and go fishing, but, you know, we try to get people to come to the meeting and hear what's going on and what's coming up and, you know, just talk about things. And so we draw for boat numbers on Thursday night. Well, there's, you know, like last night there was, I think there was 11 teams or 11 boat captains showed up, you know, yeah. To draw numbers, and you get a little bit better boat number if you show up on Thursday night and draw a number. So I know last night we drew boat number 2. So, you know, hey, it's a little bit of an advantage. I mean, there's still a little shad spawn going on for some areas where we're fishing or going to fish. I hadn't fished it, but my partner has, and so we're going to get out there and try to catch a few early and then just go chunk and line. You know, that's what you got to do.
Go through the motions. Fish it out.
Yeah.
Do the best you can.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they did one of the guys that fish out there quite a bit, he started a Thursday night tournament series out there, so they fished last night. I didn't. They fish from 6 till 9 on Thursday nights, and it's a team deal. You know, you can, you know, I think it's like $100, you know, for the team, and pays back pretty good, you know, depending on how many boats you got. There was quite a few boats, trucks and trailers in the parking lot.
Right.
So, you know, it looked like they had a pretty good little turnout for his Thursday night deal. So I'm glad to see that, you know, get a little bit more out there. Well, some guys just can't, you know, they got to work on Saturday,
yeah.
You know, or Sunday. And, you know, so it gives them a chance to get out there and, you know, compete a little bit and, you know, play the game. Then the next week, I think they fish every 2 weeks, every second Thursday.
Every other week.
Check into that. Yeah. Yeah. But all in all, fishing's been, you know, I mean, it's been okay. You're still catching, you know, the guys are still catching 15, 18, 20 fish, you know, bass, you know, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it is, you know, during the day. It's just, you know, your balance beaming or, you know, culling up a little bit, or, you know, you're catching, and I know you guys run into it like we do with bass and trout, you know, it always never fails. We get those that are, you know, bass is 14 inches. We get those pound and 3/4 to 2 pounders that are like 13 and 7/8. You know, you cannot make them touch.
Can't make the cut.
No. Yeah.
And it's always that way when you really need that fish. You know, you got to have it for your, you know, final fish at least.
Right. Yeah. It always does it on, you know, you got four in the box and like you said, you're trying to catch that fifth fish and, you know, you hook up and you go, oh yeah, get the net. It's a good one, you know, and then it's 13 and 7/8, but they're full of shad like little footballs, you know.
Right.
But I'm anxious to get back out there and, I mean, get a hook into a good one, I hope, you know, or just some fish and get out there and catch some fish and have a good time. And I know it's supposed to be hot and windy, but, you know, oh well.
Well, at least you got a clean bill of health. You can go fishing now. How long were you down?
Yeah.
How many weeks?
7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Yep.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah. That's a long time. We've been talking about, you know, I haven't gone that long without fishing. And, well, I guess, you know, even during hunt season, I mean, I fish sooner than that. So, yeah. But, you know, we're going to go and catch them up. I hope, you know, catch enough to play the game next weekend. We got another team tournament next Saturday, an Angler's Quest tournament series out there that she fishes an individual series and a team series out there. And so we're going to go, you know, we got the team series next Saturday again out there. So the good thing about the club is, you know, you can fish it as a team or as an individual, you know, you don't, and it, you know, the entry fee is only $55. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you're paying a couple hundred dollars. So, you know, and it's a good little tournament. You know, a lot of people, rather than driving, you know, to Rayburn or Toledo Bend or something, you know, you can come right here and get your little tournament fix going on and catch you a few fish. And, you know, it's challenging sometimes, but, hey, that's always good. I like those little challenges like that.
Yeah. I figure probably most of the people that, participate in those, they live close. They got close access to the lake.
Oh yeah. Well, we got.
There's a lot of people live, you know, around Lake Houston. A lot of people.
Yeah, and there's, you know, I mean, there's just a lot of people that come out there and go fishing, you know, and they pick up on some of these little tournaments around, and, you know, I know this year we probably had. I would safely say we probably had 15, 20 people join the club and fish. Now, they might not fish every tournament. You know, they might fish two or three.
Sure.
But, you know, and they, you know, they just like a little competition, you know, and it's not expensive to fish. You know, heck, you can go get, you know, dinner and it's $55, you know, if you're lucky, you know. So, you know, they get out there and fish. We got some father-son, father-daughter, you know, brothers, you know, I mean, just, you know, people like that to get together and, you know, just go fishing. And, hey, why not put a few bucks in the pot and maybe win a little bit back, you know?
Yeah, have fun doing it. You're going anyway, might as well participate. Exactly.
Yeah, you may as well. Yeah.
All right, John. Well, hey, buddy, I got to run. I'm glad everything's going good for you again. If somebody wants to give you a call, throw your number out there, bud.
Sure. They can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or send me a text. So.
All right, buddy.
All righty. Good talking
Sounds good,
to you,
John.
Mickey.
Good talking to you.
All
Take
right.
care, my friend. Later.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. How you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better. How's it going with you?
About the same. When your awesome producer buzzed me a couple minutes ago, I answered with Whataburger, and he thought he must have punched the wrong button. He started going right into ordering some stuff up for him and you, and wanted to know if I did DoorDash and all this other stuff. I don't know. I got all confused, but it's all right. I'm out here on this old Texas City dike once again on Friday morning, and good morning to everybody. And it's windy. Everybody knows that. And it's hot. Everybody knows that already.
Well, it warmed up quick, didn't it? Man, after that cool weekend and Monday morning, and then all of a sudden, boom.
It was a shocker.
Yeah.
It really was. And coupled that with that high-speed wind, where I live up in League City, it was blowing all the water out of the bird bath. I'm not kidding.
I guarantee you, white capping and bird baths, that's pretty bad, man.
I think you can almost get seasick just launching your boat here on the dike. It's just water's crashing on the rocks pretty good. I don't think it's as bad as it was last Friday morning, but the morning's young. I imagine it's gonna pick up. But you already mentioned it. It's that way. It's gonna be that way until it ain't. It's gonna settle down, and we'll probably even be wishing we had a breath of wind before it's all said and done when them dog days of summer really kick in. But that heat yesterday was serious. I had to water my old bucket garden, my 5-gallon bucket garden, the bell peppers and the cucumbers. I had to hit them twice yesterday just to keep them from melting. And I don't know if many of them blooms are going to take. I hadn't seen anything for honeybees or any kind of insects as far as pollinating. I've gotten one cucumber off that one plant, and it looks like I'm going to be shopping the produce section of Kroger and HEB here for my vegetables.
They'll come. It'll happen. It'll kick in.
I hope. I just like to get a few of those vegetables right out of the garden that taste so much better than just about anywhere else. So we'll see what happens. And they have nothing else with hot weather coming early. Maybe watermelons will get ripe sooner and be able to chomp down on some watermelon.
I'm hungry for a good watermelon. You bet.
Me too.
And a good cantaloupe.
Ooh, man, yeah. I like those Tuscan. I don't know where they're grown, but the Tuscan variety of cantaloupe, man, those things are sweet and good. And a little pricier than the regular ones, but what isn't?
Boy, I had a bad luck on cantaloupes last year. I could never pick a good one out at the store. My wife couldn't either. And I started going to a fruit stand over there by Anahuac and picking up cantaloupes. They're always good there. I don't know what brand they are, where they come from, but they're always good.
Yeah.
Good boat food. That's good summer boat food. You know, slice up cantaloupe and watermelon, put it in a Tupperware dish and throw it in your drink box. It's refreshing at about 1 o'clock when everybody's just sweating and there's not a breath of wind.
That's good groceries.
It is. It'll get you going. Cools you down.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, I was licking my wounds from that beating that we took in that Astro game last night, man. That DeGrom,
what a great game. You know, if you like good pitching
duel.
I do. Yeah, it was. Hunter Brown, now he knows how Nolan Ryan used to feel. pitch a masterpiece and lose by one run, 1-0, 2-1.
Yeah. It wasn't so much, I know we're not going to win them all, and this year we're definitely not going to win a bunch of them, but
we're better off this year than we were last year about this time. Remember, we were below 500 ball this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just I'm not a big fan of the Rangers, and I don't like to get the Astros get beat by them anytime. But it was a good game. It really was. It could have went either way with one swing of the bat, and that's what happened.
Sure could.
Just one swing of the bat did it.
I know.
And it was good. Well, we'll see what happens today. Maybe we can rebound and see what happens today.
Yeah, we will.
Mickey, I've just been putting it all off trying to talk about fishing because it just hadn't been a whole lot to report.
I know.
It's been that way.
I know the drill, brother. It's
just it's been so good to
that way. But
it's good to hear John Littleton back on and hear that he's doing better. I had no idea he'd been laid up for that many weeks.
Yeah, he'd been down a while, but he's good to go now. Live to fish another day.
Well, that's good to hear. I was up there in Houston to see Dr. Anderson. Most people call it MD Anderson, but I call it Dr. Anderson. I went in there to get some tests and stuff done, taken care of, and if you go in there, you see a lot of people that ain't feeling too good, that's for sure. And you see some that are coming out of feeling mighty bad and doing better. And that's what everybody hopes for when they go there. But if you're like me, I throw myself a little pity party every now and then. All you got to do is stop in over there at Dr. Anderson's and sit in there a little bit.
Bad. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
It's always
come out a little bit more thankful and with maybe a few prayers along the way for the folks that are sitting in there beside you. But it's kind of the way it is right now. But anyway, live shrimp looks pretty good here in the bait tanks. There's water in the bait tanks. It's not blowed out yet, but the shrimp are various sizes. There's some big ones, and there's some medium. There's even some on the smaller size. So
yeah.
Alberto can probably pretty much get you lined up with whatever you need if you're fishing with live shrimp. And there were several folks lined up to get some. They got some good honey holes that they can get out of this wind, or they say, heck with it, we're going to fish in the wind. But they're getting us some live shrimp. There's been some croaker coming in, Mickey, for the folks that like to fish with live croaker. And Alberto presently doesn't have any, but he says that he's got some coming in this afternoon if somebody wants to do the live bait with croaker. And I saw the mullet flag is flying, so things are looking good on the bait front. And table shrimp, 9-12s, Jason's been running a pretty good special on those all spring, and I think the prices are the same on that. And the table shrimp's good. Crawfish, man, I've been talking, you know, very, very highly on the crawfish compared to last year. And, man, we've had some – he really, really put some – I thought we got low last week. He put some real low prices again this week. Jason's
been doing real well with that. Man, I saw some of those prices on Facebook, man. They're very affordable now, very much so.
They are. They are, and when you can get good quality cooked crawfish for, if you buy some in some of these combos and get them for $3 a pound, that's getting about as low as it's going to get. It is the lowest. You'll be hard pressed.
There. You know, order up. And, yeah. Get crawfish, corn, and potatoes and sausage. Hey, let's party.
Yeah. It's been real good with this hot weather that's fast approaching, and some of it's already leaked in on us. It can change in a hurry. Them old crawfish might decide to take a turn, you know, but we'll just take it a day at a time, see where it goes, because it's been awesome. It's just been great. And as soon as I I hang up with you, I'm going to walk into the crawfish warehouse and see what's going on in the coolers back there and what they processed last night and what we might have available. And I would imagine that we will have both live and cooked to offer today. And I'll put something on Facebook after a while about that when I get back to the house. And that's just the way it is right now.
Well, cool deal. Well, hey, throw them out a number and some info how they can reach you. Facebook, boydsonestop.com, or phone number, or any of that. They can get down there and get on with it.
Amen. 409-945-4001, 227 Dyke Road. If you're coming to Santa Fe, it's 16947 Highway 6. I didn't know Highway 6 had that many numbers on some of them places, but anyway, it's we must have added a few numbers to it. I don't know. Make it sound fancy, but just on the west side of Santa Fe, or getting close to Manville and not too far from Alvin. It's a good spot. So, Mickey, good to talk to you.
Well, stay on the west side of the channel now. I don't want to see you crossing that ferry going to Bolivar this weekend. It's going to be going to be kind of crowded out there, buddy.
I ain't no Jeep creep.
No, I'm telling you, man. Let them have it. It's their weekend.
Yeah, they can have it.
Run.
That's it. I think the police is on to them, man. They've been putting out a lot of stuff about.
Oh,
they're gonna,
man.
Be
there's law enforcement. The prevalence is it's real, buddy. They're there.
Man, you act like a fool. They're gonna put you in the pokey.
You got that right. There'll be plenty of that. That Galveston County Jail will be full in the first 4 hours. Oh, goodness.
We'll keep a distance, boss.
I will. I'm staying home. All right, buddy. Dave, good talking to you. You have a good weekend, man. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe, bud.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
All right. See you now. All right. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner. That's kicking off Memorial Day weekend. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released in inshore Texas waters. And you can fish for other species like gaff, top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and get signed up today. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 535 here in the Bayou.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
City, let's run down Galveston way now. Let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Stevie. What's up, man?
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
How are things?
Just peachy.
Awesome.
Couldn't be better, my friend. Thanks for
calm down this morning, man. I do care.
I know you do. Hey.
Well, it's blowing. It died down to maybe about, I don't know, 16, 17.
Yeah.
It's like slick calm compared to what it has been.
It is. I mean, it feels that way considering what we've seen the last few days. Good Lord.
I know. I'm not going to know how to act if it ever does calm down. I've been talking to everybody.
Are you complaining because it's too hot?
I won't. I don't mind the heat. As long as it's calm.
Boy, it opens up a whole new door when it gets calm, man. You can, especially in the summer hot weather, you can get out to your deeper structures and do a lot better. Get tired of fishing the same old stuff, huh?
That's exactly right.
I'm with you, brother.
That's what we did Monday at Chris Bridges and his dad, Gary. And we did have a temporary lay down. I mean, it wasn't calm, but it wasn't what it's been doing.
No, it was doable. Monday was doable.
I had talked last weekend about that little patch of fish out in the middle I've been jacking with. And we went straight to, I told you I wasn't going to make that mistake again. Remember, I left them the other day and went red fishing, did all that stupid stuff, and I should have just stayed where the fish were. Mm-hmm. Well, I took them over there, and we stayed with them, and it was Monday started out pretty strong. It was pretty good. I didn't. It's funny how it takes something like that to kind of get your head right again, you know. But we caught 14 trout on our first stop Monday morning, and just working some shell ridges and stuff, you know, fishing a lot more hard shell and hard sand than I have been. You know, not much mud mixed in for what I'm doing right now. Not like there was even 2 or 3 weeks ago. Some of the areas were catching with kind of silty bottom. And this water got back up again now, 78 to, hell, yesterday it was almost 80 when I came in. But we did that gig, and then we left at like 7:30 in the morning from that spot. And we did go red fishing. And struck out on the reds, only caught one like 19-inch red on, Chris caught it on a worm. Or no, I caught it on a crankbait, I think. I don't know, whatever. But I was throwing a crankbait. And man, we started catching trout while we were redfish, and we ended up catching 17 more real nice trout. And lost 2 good flounder at the boat. It's unbelievable how many flounder we're catching right now. Most of the flounder we're catching are or wading, but we're catching a few out of the boat. So that was, Monday was good. It ended up picking up a little bit out like the, I think it came out like the east, northeast, and that water temperature dropped a bunch. I think Monday morning the water temp was like right at 72. So that, I guess that little front and all, and what little bit of rain we had really dropped the water temp. But every day since then, it's been creeping right back up again. Of course, Tuesday, man, I've got another net. I'm going to get a different net for you. Okay. But, Tuesday.
Well, you're already out there. You're fixing to get out of the boat and wade fish.
No, I'm tied up. I'm tied up at the dock here, but my guys are getting in, and I got them wading. And like I said, I've been talking to everybody in the wading, and, his net's kind of small. So, go get
one of them little trout stream nets for putting little 12-inch rainbows in.
Bingo Johnny. But so anyway. So hey, I'll grab the rest of them. Jeez. Sorry about that. So Tuesday I had Rick and Marty in from Brian, and they don't wade fish. So we drifted in all that mess. I couldn't do anything I'd been doing out of the boat. And we ended up scraping up. We fished about 11 o'clock, and it just got bad. Caught like 25 trout, but only had 5 keepers up to almost 20 inches. It was really, really tough. Yeah. Tuesday was a bad day. But, I mean, it's just so hard when it's trying to keep this wind out of the funk. When it's blowing like this, drifting's not easy. It's just not.
No, it really isn't, unless you got some little backwater, you know, nook and cranny areas you can get into and make a day of it. And it's you know,
in the cooler months you can do that, but now that this water's warm, some of those little nook and cranny areas I like to fish in the cooler months, they're not holding anything but dinks, you know. But so then Wednesday I didn't fish, and then yesterday, gosh dang it, I had Frank Mistretta and Stan and Kent, and we wade fished, and started out, caught a couple of dinks, and then they finally got going, but we ended up doing real good yesterday. We caught 24 trout, and then Stan, I put him, and I didn't put him there. He walked over to this one spot, and I kept yelling at him because we were catching trout, I said, man, you need to come over here. And he said, no, I'm catching fish. And I didn't know what he was catching over there. He stood in one spot and caught 9 flounder.
Good Lord.
Yeah, now, I think only 4 of them were keepers. Then I caught a nice flounder. Frank caught a nice flounder. We ended up catching 6 flounder yesterday. But and then he caught a nice red. He caught an undersized red. And I pretty much, me and Frank and Kent kind of stayed down where the trout were, just on these little finger reefs. But I think we caught 15 trout in this flounder at the first stop, and then made a run and hit some other stuff on the way in and jumped out on a pretty good patch of fish. And they actually started slicking real good. And we caught, like, shoot, where we catch 10 more trout right there, up to like 22 inches. It was pretty good stuff yesterday. It was fun, but everything on tails. One of the guys was throwing a topwater early and didn't get any swirls or anything. And I threw twitch baits and stuff like that for a minute, but I just, the worm bite was too good. So I put a tail back on, and it was one of those days where the jig didn't really matter. I mean, Kent was struggling to get bit. He was throwing just a regular, I put a regular 16th ounce, Bass Assassin jig head on him, and he got some bites and stuff. And I had that 8th ounce Pro Elite, the slamming chicken paddle tail, and I switched him over to that, and he started hooking up immediately. It was just so bizarre how one little subtle change can change the outcome, you know. But we caught pretty much everything on. Hey man, what's up? We caught pretty much everything on slamming chicken yesterday. We'll see what today has in store. But
I love the dolphin. That color. That's a good. That's just a good around all around bait. Slamming chicken really is.
Man, it really is. It's a good intermediate color, neutral color, whatever. It's not too bright, not too dark. Water was kind of sandy green, and it was, of course, overcast. So, but I'm catching a lot of fish on just that straight plum rat tail too, which kind of fits in that same color spectrum as the slamming chicken. You know, that kind of plum variation. But anyway. We're standing there yesterday. I told those guys, I said, look, you're going to keep fish. There's a bunch of sharks over here. So pretty much sharks everywhere right now. And Frank was standing right beside me, and he goes, man, I think I just had a shark at the end of my stringer. And then right after that, about a 5-footer bit one of his trout off behind the head.
I saw that picture you sent me. That was a 5-pound trout?
That trout? No, I said about a 5-foot shark. Now that trout,
oh, I thought
that trout was like, no, that trout was like an 18-inch trout. No, well. I didn't see a 5-pound trout yesterday, not on my boat. But now and then the damn dolphins moved in and they were throwing fish in the air in front of us. They were doing that deal.
Yeah, I saw that one fish with the scrapes on the side of it where he'd been in the dolphin mouth.
Yeah, I had 3 of them. I personally caught 3 of them like that yesterday. Always say everything's eating everything all the time, man. It's crazy.
Only the strong survive in the waters we fish, buddy.
That's exactly right. But anyway,
no matter how big a fish you are, you always have a predator that's after you.
That's exactly right. But no, it was pretty cool with all those flounder stand caught yesterday. We caught a couple too, but I tell you, this whole year, I haven't talked about it much on your show, but every week we're catching flounder, and all, I mean, I fished 3 different parts of the bay in the last 5 trips, and of course we're catching trout in quite a few places, but flounder in a lot of places.
That's good.
I don't remember seeing it like this in a long time.
Well, we have some springs like that, and this year's kind of an exception. I'm here. I mean, it's even happening down on the lower coast too, all up and down. I mean, right. A lot of flounder showing up everywhere. It's good.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe the conservation efforts are working.
I guess, man. I mean, they couldn't be hurting anything. You know, it's like people ask me about.
Well, we've had some cold winters too, where those water temps get down to where it makes for a better spawn. They say, you know.
That's exactly right. That's what I always heard was Jesus. Sorry.
Are you distracted?
Yeah. I forgot my. I lost. My, oh yeah, they always said it.
You lost your train of thought.
Well, yeah, because the radio, somebody's radio is blaring in my.
I know. What's up with that nowadays? Is that just the new norm? Everybody's got to have a blaring radio in their boat nowadays.
It's a lot. It's a lot to handle. Things are different.
Yeah, I'll just have to put about four turtle boxes on my boat and just crank it up. Let's roll.
But now the flounder thing, yeah, that's right. They were saying the water was too warm for long stretches, and they weren't getting the right spawn or something like that. So I guess maybe the cooler winters may be helping. You're right. Something's
Could
helping
be.
Them. But, yeah. But now we caught trout in a lot of different places, though, man. A lot of little ones filtering in, though. But there's some – it's weird. It's like – I forget what day it was. The little ones we caught were like 13 inches, and the legal fish were like 18 to 20. There wasn't anything in between. It was kind of weird. But they're feeding on these shad. They're just gorging on these shad of all sizes, little button shad. And I had one trout. I caught about 16 inches the other day, not even a big trout at all, and it coughed up a shad half the size of my hand.
Goodness.
Yeah.
A gizzard shad.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys can jump in if you want. We'll start idling out.
Well,
boy, sorry about that. I've had a lot of distractions this morning. I apologize.
Well.
There goes old Ralph Frazier. I ain't seen Ralph in a long time.
I ain't run into Ralph in ages.
Neither.
He's another relic out there.
Yeah, he's been around, hasn't he?
He's been around. Sure, he's.
What kind of boat he's running
now?
Yeah, he's got some other. He always has the same. He's got a different boat.
Well, I used to call him Ranger Ralph because that's all he ran was Rangers.
That's exactly right. But how many more days are we supposed to have of this wind?
Until June 6th.
You gotta hope you're wrong about that. I hope you're wrong.
I like it Lonesome Dove when old Deets told him, but I ain't. I hope you're wrong, Deets, but I ain't.
I've drifting trips the next 2 days, maybe the next 3 days. I've been fishing some Saturdays. I'm not real tickled about it, but... catch up.
Well, you're trying to catch up, man. There's just been so many days of cancellations this year.
I don't know anywhere to put them.
Yeah.
That wind has laid down quite a bit.
Yeah, let's see what I'm showing here now. Where are you at this morning, Eagle Point? Are you over in West Bay? Where are you at, man?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm at the Texas City Dike.
Are you? You at the Dike? How about that?
I'm surprised I didn't run into old Dave Fremont.
I'm telling you, well, I just talked to him.
In here.
He was back up at Boyd's when I was talking to him. At 15 to 18, right there where you're at is what I'm showing.
Yeah.
Due true south, 180.
I must be in a vortex or something. It doesn't feel that bad here. Either that or I'm getting really used to it.
Well. That's what I'm showing. Yeah. Now, the Galveston Channel is showing 7 to 15.
Huh. Yeah, that's a widespread. Yeah, we're starting to get it now. I'm coming around the corner. Water temperature is 78.7 already. So it'll hit 80. One thing that's helping us right now is the tides. We've got a good incoming tide in the morning. Next week, we're going to start out with low tide in the morning. So a lot of the stuff I'm doing right now, I'll be able to do next week, I don't think.
Buddy, old Jeff Storm, Opie Storm, he just texted me, said he fished way north of I-10 yesterday in that running Trinity River.
Yeah.
He loves catching them big cats. Well, he had a 40-inch red and two bull sharks way up there in that fresh, muddy, running water.
Good grief.
How about that?
jeez.
Can't even flush them out. They're here to stay.
No, you can't. There's no
those
shortage.
Bull
those
bull sharks, man, they blow in and they head straight to that fresh water. They do it every year.
I know, and everybody always says, like when I was telling a guy the other day how bad the sharks are. Because in West Bay, I mean, I'm bouncing around a bunch. I've been fishing west a bunch. They're really bad over there. And
right.
And I was telling this guy about him. He said, man, I guess it's because the water is so salty. I said, man, no. Those bull sharks, they don't care about salt.
No, bull sharks, they're attracted to rivers, man. They like that fresh stuff. All right, Hillman, well, I'm going to let you get with your old sports there, get your wading nets in order, and get idling out and get away from everybody there at the dike. Throw them out a number if somebody wants to come fishing with you.
All right, man, 409-256-7937.
All right, watch them predators.
I'm going to try.
There's a lot of them.
All right, yes, man. There are.
Well, Steve, have a good day. Good luck to you. Y'all be safe out there.
All right, thanks, Mickey.
Thank you. See you, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.